USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate sent a strong signal Tuesday that there are not nearly enough votes to convict President Trump of an impeachment trial when only five GOP senators rejected an effort by Senator Rand Paul to declare the looming trial unconstitutional. The Senate voting 55-45 to set aside Paul's motion, with all but five Republicans siding with Paul. Senators Romney, Sass, Collins, Murkowski, and Toomey all voted with Democrats to table Paul's point of order. The White House confirms President Biden had his first phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He called him, called President Putin this afternoon with the intention of discussing our willingness to extend New START for 5 years.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden is touting new executive orders aimed at promoting racial justice and equality.
It focuses on the full range of communities who have been long underserved and overlooked. People of color, Americans with disabilities, LGBTQ Americans, religious minorities.
Biden hosting a White House event saying systematic racism has plagued the United States for far too long. He argued that the ground is shifting. An arrest is made in Indianapolis following the murder of six people.
More on Sunday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that wearing multiple masks have been shown to block exhaled particles and cutting the chances that someone who is infected with coronavirus won't pass it along to someone else. As far as if wearing two masks makes a difference, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Today Show,
you know, it likely does because, I mean, this is a physical covering to prevent droplets and virus to get in. So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense that it likely would be more effective. And that's the reason why you see people either double masking.
A California man is facing federal charges in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot, including for allegedly stealing documents from then-Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's desk. The Senate in session on Tuesday, one of the things being bantered about on the floor is a new coronavirus stimulus plan. Brian Deese is the White House Director of the National Economic Council. He tells CNBC the plan put forth by the Biden administration is needed to jumpstart the economy.
You know, we think that this is a sensible approach and calibrated to the moment that we are in right now, where the risk of not acting, the risk of inaction at this precarious moment in the economy really outweighs the risk of sitting back and waiting and seeing as the virus accelerates and as the economy moves downward.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.